Yeah. Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
But before we start the show, remember everybody, you can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Maybe a hat. Maybe a white privilege card. Or maybe some beard products. Use discount code Chinese Virus, I'll give you 20% off.
Yeah.
Get these bangs going. CNN. Comedy News Network.
They had a communist doctor on there. I mean, she's actually communist. She's born in China. Y'all know they're a bunch of communists.
And she believes in communism.
Yeah, because she's Chinese.
She was born into that crap.
You know what separates America from China? Ideas. We believe in freedom.
Yeah.
They believe in oppression. They
no
believe.
Rights.
Yeah, no rights. The government is your daddy and your mama.
Yeah.
That's what they believe.
And you know what in China? You ain't got no gun, man. Somebody break in your house, better pick up a fortune cookie and beat them over the head with it. You better pick up some egg rolls.
Kevin,
that's all you got, you communist pricks. You got to pick up that damn wok and hit somebody upside the head with. That's all like, you got, teriyaki sauce.
I think that's better than a knife. You take that damn wok, bam!
Chinese man be like this.
Get on the ground, you ain't got no pepper spray. Take that damn soy sauce and... all in his eyes.
Look, he's still moving. Bam! Ain't no Second Amendment in that bitch.
Yeah. Hey, okay.
I got Second Amendment. I got some rifles. I got some handguns. Right. I'm going to go out and get me a couple shotguns.
Hey, Kim.
What?
Let's get serious on this. All right.
Hey. People out there in China, y'all ain't got no rights, man.
We've been over that. Let's get off of that.
You ain't free.
I mean, they can't even watch this video. They banned YouTube.
Y'all can't even watch YouTube, man. How the hell y'all even watching this video?
All right, Kevin. Let's get serious on this. Now, it was this Chinese doctor. I think her name was Lena Nguyen.
That sound about right. Hey, why the hell? We're living in the freest country in the world.
Let's show them the video.
Why are we talking to a damn communist doctor? That sounds kind of stupid to me, you know?
It sounds backwards to us, anyway.
It don't sound right talking to a damn communist doctor.
I mean, we got plenty of American doctors.
We got plenty of them. We got the best doctors.
Well, most of them
in
are
the
white.
World.
Most of them are white, so they don't want to listen to them.
Oh, that's right. They white supremacists.
Okay, Kim.
Let's get serious on this.
Okay, this doctor was on CNN, and this is
just shut up and show the video, man. Just
how you tell me to shut up? I've been trying to show them damn video forever.
Let's get serious on this.
Check out the video.
Do you believe that race is, the variables are, and what the messaging should be?
My main concern is that we're not going to reach herd immunity because of vaccine hesitancy. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe who desperately want the vaccine right now. And they're thinking, oh, well, it's just a small percentage of people who are actually anti-vaxxers. And that's true. There is the anti-science, anti-vaxxer contingent. But I think that there are many more people, millions of people, who, for whatever reason, have concerns about the vaccine, who just don't know what's in it for them. And we need to make it clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here all these freedoms that you have, because otherwise people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway. And I fear a situation of coming into the fall where we never reach herd immunity. And then we get hit by the next surge of COVID-19 in the fall, something that we could have prevented if we just got people vaccinated now.
How the hell you gonna, what she say? She gonna dangle a damn carrot to incentivize us to take the damn vaccine? Look here. We live in America.
Yeah.
I don't need no damn carrot. I don't need no damn fork and cookie. I got the Constitution. I got rights.
What the hell you talking, lady? I got to take a vaccine to be free in my own country? That's probably cool for you China people, not here in America.
Yeah, we got freedoms.
What the hell is wrong with you?
See,
you hear how she called us, man?
What?
She said herd immunity. Like we a bunch of damn cattle or something. That's what she thinks of us. We ain't nothing but a bunch of damn cows to her.
Yeah, that's
herd
what,
immunity?
Yeah, that's what the government. That's why the doctors use that term herd immunity. I've heard it plenty of times, but it's like, that's exactly. I mean, if you sit and listen to people, you'll understand how they see us.
Yeah.
The population. You just see us as cattle.
You know what? And you keep calling people, you trying to put them down, calling people anti-vaxxers. I'm not anti-vaccine.
Yeah.
Are you anti-vaccine?
No.
No. We all about you taking the vaccine.
Yeah.
You can take it.
I mean, my biggest, I've taken vaccines before.
Yeah, and got damn near died every time.
No,
I got flu vaccine? I took that crap when I was in the military.
But I don't think that was actual vaccine. It was the Marine Corps. That shit was all tests.
Well, I know. I took it twice. I took it in the Marine Corps. Took it. Damn near died.
You didn't damn near die.
Stop. I felt like
you
I talking was gonna
die. You just got sick. You got the flu.
Man, I was sick as a dog, man. I was so sick, our damn room was spinning.
Well, you had the flu.
Felt like I was going to throw up. Didn't have nothing to throw up. I felt like I was going to die.
Ain't nothing worse than dry heave.
You said,
that dry heaving's the worst. Now you feel before you throw up.
Feel like you're going to throw up your stomach.
Yeah, you know, you feel horrible right before you throw up, but after you throw up, you're like, ah, oh, that feel good. But when you dry heaving, you're like, man.
And then I took it a second time. I said, why'd I do this?
I mean, I've taken vaccines, but it's like, I'm skeptical because this virus has been politicized so much. It's like y'all using this vaccine to groom the population.
Yeah, to be more dependent on their government.
Yeah.
I'm not with that.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being groomed.
Yeah.
Y'all heard of the word groom, right?
Yeah. Predators do.
Yeah, they do that to people.
They groom you.
Yeah, like pedophiles groom kids. Hey, I got a lollipop over here. You see, they even do that sick comedy on, what's that, Family Guy?
Hey, little boy, got some nice warm chocolate for you. Ooh, look at his mushy little butt.
Yeah,
that's some sick shit on Family Guy. That shit could be on TV, but I can't spread some conservative ideas.
That's crazy, man. They banned Dr. Seuss, but Family Guy's got freaking ratings through the roof.
Rick and Morty, but y'all want to ban Dr. Seuss.
Oh, man, those are the best cartoons, man. I watch that over the real shit. And you know what? Those cartoons like the realest. I mean, it's no BS.
Yeah, it's reality.
It's actually real.
The world is not perfect. Why are you trying to paint these cartoons to be perfect? You're giving a false impression of society.
It's like
they're going to get out, little kid walking out, say, la, 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 what a beautiful day today. Yeah. It's a beautiful world. Then some pedophile comes up and grabs him.
Yeah, like I never would have thought like an animation or cartoon is more realistic than the news and real life events. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Damn animation.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Rick and Morty is closer to...
You exaggerate now. Rick and Morty, that's crazy. Rick and Morty is up here. Family Guy's down here.
Yeah. Family Guy. Family Guy down here. Rick and Morty is up here.
Yeah, first it was The Simpsons. Then it was Family Guy, South Park. Now Rick and Morty and just
took it to a whole new level. Okay, look. Okay. Let's get back serious on this.
That's crazy as hell. Did y'all hear what that lady's really saying? They wanted to dangle a carrot. She's using figures of speech. Pretty much she's dangling a carrot. If y'all, like in China, they would dangle these damn fortune cookies. Hey, you want more freedoms? Here, take these. Yeah. You got to take these fortune cookies. Same thing with her. She's dangling these carrots.
Yeah.
Dangling things to get your freedoms back. You already got those. You was born with these freedoms. You don't have to take a vaccine.
Yeah.
You don't have to take a vaccine.
And what's crazy is... You shouldn't have to incentivize a vaccine. Y'all seen that movie Pandemic?
Yeah.
I mean, if that shit, if COVID was like that, do you think you would have to incentivize people to get a vaccine?
Yeah.
Majority of the population, no. Over 98, 97, 98%. It's the high 99% survive from this virus just fine. That's why people are not in a rush to get something. They know that their immune system is going to destroy. Now, if you're overweight, now what does the science say? If you're up in age over 70.
Yeah.
You got health issues,
diabetes, pre-existing conditions. You're overweight.
Yeah, you're susceptible to this virus. That's been proven all over the world. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you want to get that vaccine, I'm not an anti-vaxxer saying no, you shouldn't take it. No, take it.
Yeah, science tells you these type of people should take it.
Yeah, but for somebody in shape, like when I caught COVID, right? When I caught COVID, I got scared. I was on YouTube talking all this crap. It's nothing serious. So she told me that. I was like, man, I'm going to die. Right? I was nervous.
What? There's a 99% survival rate. That ain't good enough.
I called a doctor. I got on the, you know, you can do a teleconference. I got on a doctor, and I told him, I said, look, I want everything Trump got. I want the damn hydroxychloroquine. I want a damn cup of bleach. I want the ultraviolet light. I want you to ram that shit up my ass and down my throat.
Yeah, I want it from both ends.
A double penetration.
Yeah.
I want all of that.
Sign me up.
Right?
I want the Trump program.
I want you with y'all gay to Trump. And you know what that doctor told me? He said, wait a minute. How old are you? I said, I'm 46. He said, man, you look kind of big. You lift weights? You work out? I said, yeah. I'm making all kinds of gains. All kinds. He said, man, you're in excellent shape. You're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to be just fine. I said, if I die, I'm going to sue your ass. Well, I'm not going to sue. My wife's going to sue your ass.
I get it, man, if I make it. I had it too, man.
He told me just to take Motrin for the headaches, stay hydrated. He said I was going to be just fine.
You made it, man. We both did.
Yeah.
We both did, man. We did it the old-fashioned way.
I was joking about Trump. Trump didn't actually say do that. He sounded like he was insinuating it. I don't think he meant that shit. I think he just lost track of his thinking.
No, people take things out of context.
Yeah, I mean, but I saw that live. I was like, where is he going with this? I just think he lost his train of thought for a brief second.
Yeah, he misspoke a little bit.
Yeah, but you think Trump is out there drinking bleach when he caught it? I mean, all these people on the left, oh, he's talking about drinking bleach, this and that. That's the only reason why I brought that joke up. So, because I know y'all watching. I'm going to get y'all a good laugh, too. But hey, he didn't actually say that.
To this lady, this Chinese lady, man. I mean, look. What you're saying is that's real oppression right there. Making somebody take a vaccine, making a person take steps in order to be free in their own country, that's oppression.
Yeah,
that's damn near governmental tyranny right there.
Yes, I mean, she's Chinese. That's all she knows.
Why are we taking advice from a Chinese communist? Hey, Chris Cuomo, wake up, buddy. That's your show. You talk to a damn Chinese communist lady. What is wrong with you? Maybe you is Fredo.
Okay, so
Fredo, you need to wake up, buddy. I know you could have found you a good, clean, American white doctor that believes in freedom. There's plenty of them out there.
But you know what? It's in his defense.
Dude,
I know his name is on the show, but
it's not really his show.
It's not his show.
If he steps out of line,
they tell you, you're fired.
Yeah, most of these people that got these shows, it's not really their show. They got writers. Hey, this is what you say. If you step out of line, you're fired. But I want to say one thing. How many people has contracted that virus in this country?
Over 30 million.
Over 30 million. And
50 million,
50 million has been fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
That's not taking into consideration, everybody, how many people has contracted the virus and never got tested. Like, I never got tested. He's got it. My boy Chris got it. My other boy Chris got it. I know I got it. Yeah. I was the first one to get sick, so I know I got it. I'm pretty sure if you just let the—
It's more than 30 million people that's got it. So if you got the virus, that's better than getting the vaccine because you actually caught the virus. Your body beat it.
Right.
You got antibodies. Your immune system's built a system for that virus.
Yeah.
So you don't need the vaccine. I don't hear nobody preaching that.
Yeah. I don't hear nobody preaching. We keeping the death tolls of the people that's contracted that virus and died, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's keeping the death toll of the people who've taken that vaccine and died.
Nobody's saying anything about that.
Well, why would they ain't gonna do that? You crazy as hell. They'd never do that.
Hey, is that being fully transparent? I don't believe everything I hear, and I really don't believe government officials. Yeah. They lie all the time. Politicians lie all the time.
I like how I'm on YouTube and I see all these famous black people.
Yeah.
Peddling this damn virus, incentivizing the black community to take this virus. It's crazy as hell that you got black people. You know they're getting paid. You think they're doing this shit for free?
Yeah.
They just, they're like.
You call me a sellout.
And call me a sellout. But it's all these famous singers, rappers, I mean, hip-hop. I mean, these dudes is, they're like the pinnacle of blackness, I guess. And they pay these people to come out here and do this, and they call us the sellouts.
And you know what's funny?
That's crazy.
When if you paid to sponsor something, by law, you are required to say, hey, this is
I think
paid.
You are.
Oh, yeah, that's a
you're
law.
Supposed to say an
that's
ad.
Law on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's law. Huh. Interesting.
And you know, it's some people, I'm not going to say any names.
No, don't just get off of it.
Don't even go there, huh?
Don't even go there. You got to be able to toe that line. You can't go over that line.
Well, it's been some coincidences. Some people. All right.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what their names were. They took the vaccine.
Yeah.
They had, and they later.
Hold on. Okay. Stop. I'm serious.
Well, I'm just saying, man.
They already know that. These are conservatives watching us.
Yeah.
They smart.
Y'all know who I'm talking about, right?
See, this lady just pretty much said what we was already thinking, and she just said it out loud on national television. We already know this. She just confirmed it for us.
Yeah.
So you don't need to tell them that's what's going on.
Hey, look here. If y'all want to take advice from these Chinese communists, if y'all want to shoot that damn teriyaki sauce in your veins, if y'all want to take an extra dose of soy sauce, hey, I'm not saying don't take it. Yeah. I just know I'm not going to take it. I'd much rather you take it.
Yeah.
Because I'm more worried about you. I mean, I'm not anti-mask. Wear a mask, wear a mask.
Yeah. Why do you label us anti-mask, anti-vaxxers? We're not against that.
We just have different opinions.
You don't can wear it.
Don't say it's science because it's all junk science in the end.
Yeah.
It's all junk science. Yeah. Science is only as good as the person who's looking over the stats of it.
The statistics, yeah.
Looking at the numbers of it. You can have the greatest stats, the greatest numbers, but if you do not read them properly.
Yeah. Or you don't know how to
explain
those properly.
Yeah.
Then you just is about as worth a damn.
You about as worth as a crackhead on the side of the street corner sucking mushroom tips for cheeseburgers. Unfortunately. You only strong. What's that quote I'm coming up? You only a chain. A chain.
What?
A chain is only as strong as the weakest link. I like that quote, man.
How'd you get there?
I've read it somewhere. Yeah. A chain.
A chain.
Is only as strong.
Only as strong.
Is as weak as link.
Yes, Lord.
That chain.
That damn chain.
Strong. It's that weakest link in that chain. All it takes is one chain link to be weak. And that chain ain't about shit. And you crazy as hell. Who is this? Hello?
Hello. I am an artificial intelligence notification bot. The purpose of this call is to make you aware that as a U.S. resident, you are now able to take advantage of alternative federal student loan repayment options and hardship programs.
I thought I was going to tell you to take that vaccine. At least he didn't tell you that. That phone call is coming. But anyway.
Hey,
what?
To close this video out, man.
It's fitting to
these
do that.
These people, she actually slipped up on TV ordering, just made the insinuation that nobody can go back to a normal life unless you take that vaccine that they came up with in, what, 6-7 months?
Yeah.
I love Trump. I love his administration. He did a lot of great things. But just because I love Trump don't mean I'm going to take his vaccine.
Well, Trump didn't make it.
Well, his administration did.
Yeah, I just don't.
Trump came with that vaccine, man. Trump, you did it. I mean, he did a good job, man. Nobody's ever got a vaccine that fast.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so leery of that damn vaccine. Maybe it was a little bit too fast.
Yeah, I'm leery of that vaccine also because it's how it's been politicized.
Right.
I just feel like it's used to groom us. But yeah. I want to say this one last thing. She's talking about how we need to take this vaccine so we can go back to normal. If y'all notice the headline on the below her,
yeah, It says, CDC, vaccinated people should still avoid travel. It's like she's saying that, but then the CDC is under that. She's the doctor. Mm-hmm. It's like both y'all crazy. And y'all are psychopaths.
Y'all got a communist doctor telling us what to do. And you have a...
So we can get our freedom.
You have a minion in Chris Fredo Cuomo listening to her.
Yeah. Saying, and even thanked her. Thank you.
Yeah. They want to be oppressed. They want to be told what to do.
Yeah. There's always going to be people in this country
that are followers.
They're sheep. Yeah. And those are the people that will get us all oppressed. But yeah. It's us, the patriots.
Yeah.
The true Americans.
Yeah.
To stand up and continue to fight for our freedoms.
In that chain, you only strong is that weakest link. And in that chain, there's a couple strong links in there. It's two good strong links. They're called harsh twins. We gonna make that chain strong.
That chain is big, though. Our followers. They're in that chain making it strong. But you got to be leery of those weak links in this
Chris
society.
Cuomo, Chinese communist doctor. They're weak links.
Yeah.
We must shed these weak links.
Shed them. How the hell are you going to shed them?
Well, don't tear them off and throw them away. Get that chain with them strong links. That's what this country was built on.
Man, one other thing I'm going to touch on. That dude we talked about yesterday, he went out and got this shot.
Oh, a dude that started shitting like a snake.
Yeah,
we were in our other yesterday's video. The dude took a vaccine. They turned his two legs into two.
Man, his legs like they just like freshly picked beets out of the ground.
His leg actually grew a couple extra ankles. It's like, how do you get a couple joints in between the knee and the ankle?
Yeah.
That's what that virus did to him and that damn vaccine. Yeah.
He made a full recovery.
Yeah, but.
But it's like he's still shedding skin.
Like a snake.
Like a damn snake. But I'm all for him taking that vaccine. Because he was up there. He's in that risk group. He's elderly. Yeah. He needs to take it.
Yeah.
I mean, but damn. I mean.
two yams, man. His legs are like two yams.
Yeah, but he made a full recovery. That's good.
I don't think he made a full recovery.
Yeah, he said he's going to make a full recovery.
He's still
healing. He's in good spirits. He a trooper, I tell you that. That dude was on there talking like, yeah, I took it. He's still here. I'm still fighting. That's a damn patriot right there. He did that for all of us.
Hey, can I point something out? When you take a vaccine, I mean, vaccines have been scientifically proven to stop, you know, people from dying from a virus. But the people that's taking it, there's no denying that you are sacrificing yourself.
For the greater good.
People, you're sacrificing yourself for the greater good because some people die from vaccines.
Yeah. Always have been, though. Not just this one.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about anybody dying from it. That's like really weird, right?
Yeah. Nobody's dying from the flu anymore.
Yeah, that's another thing. Nobody's dying from the flu. It was like, what, 50 to 100,000 deaths? It's a big range, 40
it's to around 40, depending on how bad it was.
Yeah, some years it'd be worse than others. I mean, But when COVID came, that the COVID actually killed the flu. So what y'all coming with a virus that kills the COVID? It killed the flu.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell, true patriot, he needs our help.
Here's a man who started from nothing,
built a great company. Great products.
Have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products. And just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They're banning him on social media.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah. In this country, he's a man of principle. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm. And just because he has different political opinions, big tech wants him to go away. But we're not going to let that happen on our channel.
They want to crush his business, too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HOGSTWINS. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah.
We take care of our patriots in this country.
Don't forget, go to OfficialHogsTwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble. And follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.